With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Charles Dickens was a pop star of his day. He was so popular that when he launched his reading tours, the police had to be called to control the crowds.
He started reading A Christmas Carol, first of all. His Christmas books were his most popular books.
That's Peter Ackroyd, author of a major biography of Dickens. Ackroyd says that Dickens read his work with such intensity, the doctors told him he was ruining his health.
And in the end, it killed him, in a sense. Some people say his characters killed him. By impersonating them so vividly, so dramatically. He exhausted his own strength, and he died a few months after his final reading.
The characters Dickens created were so alive to him that he was always posturing, making faces, and speaking out loud as he assumed their roles.
When he was sitting at his desk, the shapes of Little Nell or Ebenezer Scrooge would come up to him and start tugging at his frock coats.
And certainly Dickens' characters were some of the greatest in literary history.
As long as people are interested in Scrooge, and as long as people are interested in Oliver Twist, and as long as people are interested in Tiny Tim, then Dickens will be read and remembered.
Peter Ackroyd, his 1,200-page biography, Dickens, has been reissued as a Harper Perennial paperback.
For me, he represents the greatest achievement in English literature, maybe in English language.
It's a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done. It's a far, far better rest I go to than I have ever known.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88.
For me, he represents the greatest achievement in English literature, maybe in English language.
It's a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done. It's a far, far better rest I go to than I have ever known.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a novelist, Charles Dickens was famous in his own time, a fame that has reached the centuries.
But like all writers, he suffered a great deal from critical vituperation. I mean, he always had his public. From the very first book, The Pickwick Papers, he was the most popular novelist in England.
Dickens biographer Peter Ackroyd, who says Dickens was written off by the serious critics of his day.
Dickens had to face the fact that by the time he was, what, 35, 40, he was being dismissed as someone whose time had come and gone.
Ackroyd's biography of Dickens is enormous, nearly 1,200 pages, and some of the critics were confounded by the fact that Ackroyd departs from standard biographical technique by inserting several fictional episodes in which Ackroyd and Dickens hold conversations.
I never thought of biography as being a separate discipline. I've always thought of it as being very closely related to fiction. In fact, and certainly in my own case, I do write fiction as well as biography, it's part of the same activity as far as I'm concerned. Going from a novel to a biography is like, for me, going from a symphony to an opera. It's a different form, but it's the same music.
Peter Ackroyd believes Dickens holds a special place in English literature.
People talk about Dostoevsky as being representing the soul of the Russian people, for example. But I've always thought that Dickens represents the soul of the English people.
Dickens by Peter Ackroyd is a Harper Perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.